anybody who's listening that may be thinking of looting something here, just know that the business owners are staying in their stores. They're very well armed. They're protecting their property. Us, as well as the coroner's office, will be glad to come deal with that, because you certainly won't need EMS, because people are protecting what is theirs right now. They're about 500 calls behind. So
update right now, the biggest problem after Hurricane Helene is just you're not able to move. Some of my friends just try to go to Tennessee. The roads are completely blocked off. You're not getting out. We're trapped in. There's a lot of looters. Please stay safe. Stay inside. If you have a weapon, keep it on you, because there are people intentionally sabotaging stuff. So over on I-40, there were some truckers coming in with supplies and medical stuff trying to help us. They stuck at a truck stop to get some rest. When they woke up, their tires were slashed. Nothing was stolen, just tires were slashed. The same thing is happening all over the place. People are intentionally just vandalizing stuff, not stealing, just vandalizing. And then there's looting happening in all the stores. I'll come back with an update in about 5 or 6 hours. Everyone stay safe.
The gravity of what's happening right now is insane. Like, my brother lives in a quiet, small area. There's already been stabbings because the gas station was running out of gas. Another friend of mine told me that her friends had to leave their home near Asheville because the homes next door were already getting looted. Like, it's pure craziness. Like, I can't even imagine. And I'm completely helpless and stuck. I'm from the East Coast of the state, born there. That's why my family's there. And I go all the time. I was supposed to be going up again soon. And obviously, I don't know when that's going to be now, but